We have Max Turgeon. He's the treasurer of the Connecticut Federation of College Republicans. Max, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Brad. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, my God, I tell you, you sound like somebody. You got it together. I mean, just by your introduction. It's terrific.
Yeah, I sound like it at least, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you know you are. Hey, listen, Max, you got into politics at a real young age, didn't you?
I did.
What got you into politics?
Actually, on your campaign.
Well, it wasn't just my campaign. What else got you into politics? You were into politics long before that, actually.
That is true. I've always been interested. You know, I'm a big sports fan, so I think I kind of thought of it like a sport. And I just remember tracking elections in 2008, 2010. And then...
And how old were you then? How old were you in 2008, 2010?
I was nine, so I was really...
Nine years old. My God, my God.
Well, it is competitive like a sport,
wow.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've kind of had the bug ever since then, so... Once I started getting a little bit older, I started working on any election I could, and I've loved it ever since.
Now, I understand also that you have got some folks to go right along with you, too. You wanted them to get involved. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I have a lot of friends who are involved, and we actually have a pretty good-sized college Republicans club at UConn that's done a lot of good stuff up there. We've had Ben Shapiro at school, which was really awesome. And you know, we kind of go against the narrative that all students have to be left. Most are, but we do have a very good club up there, and we have multiple across Connecticut.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, but I want to kind of go in order here. So you're in high school at the time, and you started this club in your high school, and it like spread like wildfire through other high schools in our state. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so after I worked on the Foley campaign, I was a sophomore, and I met some other kids from around the state, and I said, hey, why can't we start an organization that starts high school Republican clubs, get kids involved at a younger age, because there wasn't a thing at the time. So we started that in Newington and a couple other towns, and we had a good amount of chapters getting involved in local races and some statewide races, and it kind of proved that you can be 15, 16 years old and have a voice and work on campaigns for people you believe in. So that was really awesome. I got to meet a ton of people across the state. And, you know, it was just kind of cool to see how excited people got. All it took was a couple people, you know, to make it happen.
How common is it for high school students to even be politically engaged, let alone be a Republican?
Well, yeah, it is rare, but... with a little encouragement, you'll find kids kind of get into it. That's the thing. It just needs to be kind of untapped because most kids aren't like me. But it is the interest a lot of times is in there somewhere.
Max, let me just interrupt you here, listening to you. I wanted to tell you something. You have a certain sound, that is excellent for your age, and it is something that you don't sound like you're reading. This is all coming from your heart. This is what you believe in, and I'll tell you something right now. It comes across.
Yeah, very genuine.
Very genuine.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. I try. It's hard to be in the politics and sound genuine, but... you can pull it off sometimes.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? So you get into college, and you are in this another organization, and then get elected into a position. Go into a little bit of that if you can.
Yeah, so only a few months in to my freshman year of school, we had a vacancy. Our vice president of college Republicans went to D.C. for the semester. So I decided as a freshman to run for vice president of the club, and I won, which was kind of cool. And later on, a couple months later, I got elected treasurer of the statewide organization. And if I could give one piece of advice, never become the treasurer of a political PAC because it's not fun. But
a lot of responsibility, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I am kidding. I do enjoy doing it. And, you know, I've gotten a lot done at UConn up there. Not me. I should not say me, but our club, because we have a great group. But I've been proud to be a part of it. Like I said, we had Ben Shapiro.
Right, I remember that. There was a lot of controversy when he came.
In March, which was really cool.
There was a lot of controversy when Ben Shapiro came to UConn back then. Was that a year or so ago?
Yeah, it was a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Last January. But, pretty much what happened was after that speaker came, where there was an incident where the woman stole a speech.
Right.
They changed a lot of the speaker policies. And, you know, for the most part, the school did a good job supporting us, but there was some things that they started changing around, some stuff last minute. So we had some guests that couldn't get in. And then they also announced that if anyone felt threatened or offended, you know, they brought in like special counselors or they sent an email saying we'll counsel people who feel, you know, triggered by this.
Would they have to go to their safe spot?
Yeah, the safe spaces, all
safe
that
safe space,
stuff.
Yes, safe spaces.
And, you know, that makes, that is not very good because one, you know, you're kind of making something that really shouldn't be a fear for people into a fear. And two, that, you know, creates a lot of backlash for the college Republicans, which is also dangerous because, you know, we've gotten threats before. So I'm very conscious about, you know, the way the school spread stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, it almost sounds like an oxymoron. I mean, college Republicans, how many Republicans are there in college, particularly UConn, where you always, people automatically, I think that of colleges as being a very liberal environment. And even their professors and their courses that they're taking swing very far left. How what is it like to be a college Republican, and how many really do you think there are?
Well, I think what it is that the other side, the left, is very loud, so they seem bigger than they are. We have a good sized club. We have, you know, at the first meeting of the year, we had 50, 60 kids, maybe even more. Obviously, it whittles down by the end. I think most kids just really are apathetic. They're not interested. And the ones that are very loud. So it's kind of hard to say, because I think there are a lot of kids who maybe identify, you know, Republican or slightly conservative, but aren't involved at all because of doing other things, or they're afraid to get involved, which is something we've dealt with.
Are the Republicans that you deal with and you are you very conservative or right in the middle of the road? How would you classify yourself?
So myself, I would say I'm a moderate conservative. Maybe I identify like a Marco Rubio or something like that. But our club is very, very across the spectrum. When it comes to, you know, Republican, we have libertarians, we have moderate Republicans, we have conservatives, Christian conservatives, people concerned about the environment. So there's a very wide variety of Republicans.
Max,
in the Connecticut College Republicans.
Tell me what the Connecticut Federation of College Republicans, how did it get started and what is its purpose?
So I'm not sure exactly when our chapter started, but, you know, there's the federal, the CRNC, the National College Republicans. So they've been supporting Republican clubs in every state and every campus for decades. You know, the purpose really is, one, to help get Republicans elected, help turn out on the college campuses, which is difficult. And two, I think it kind of acts as a bench, if you will, for future leaders in the state party or even the national party.
Mm-hmm. So you get involved in campaigns and in statewide campaigns. Do you yourself have any political ambitions?
I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see where the future takes us. I'll always be involved. I'll always be interested. If my name is on a ballot or not, I'm not sure yet.
You like working behind the scenes. I know you've worked on my campaign for all three of them, but you've also worked with Tom Foley. And who else have you worked with?
We could be here a while.
You worked with Prasad Srinivasan, right?
Well, no, I was with Peter Lamage. Peter Lamage is a good friend of mine. Sue Hatfield, I loved working with. I worked on Marco Rubio's campaign in 16. There's a bunch. Every level, local, state, and federal.
So you don't know yet whether or not you're going to...
I don't know.
I haven't made up your mind.
I would venture to say...
You're going to be there,
yeah,
I'll tell you.
Exactly.
You're
going
to be there, okay?
Thank you. That
prediction.
Max, what is your major over at UConn?
For now, it's finance, but I'm not sure I'm going to stay with that. I'm not really a numbers guy, so I don't know how I got stuck with finance. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm surprised it doesn't move to public policy or political science or...
UConn is a great school. I really do love UConn, so don't get me wrong when I talk about some stuff that goes on there. So, but they have a lot of different programs I'm interested in, so we'll see. I'm actually going abroad to Ireland next fall, or this upcoming fall, so I'm very excited.
What's
that
purpose?
So I'm just taking classes at University College in Dublin.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I'm going to travel across Europe and play some golf. I'm looking forward to it.
And how old are you now?
I'm 20. Wow. Actually, today is my half birthday, so I'll be 21 in 6 months.
Would you believe
a half birthday?
Half birthday.
Yes.
Brad, do you have half birthdays?
Not anymore.
No, me neither.
When you're not 21 yet, you keep track of stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I could imagine. Yeah, you got a significant one coming up. January, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Boy, it was great having you on. You know, and you are, somebody would call you a breath of spring.
Yeah.
Because it's not like that in politics, but you know something? Maybe it should be, and maybe it will be.
Speaking of spring, Max, whose campaign do you think you'll be working on in 2020?
Whoever needs me, whoever
they can all use you. They all need you.
I'm sure I'll have my hand in a few different things.
Do you have any predictions that you'd like to make for presidential? Who do you think the candidates will be, and who do you think will be the victor in this?
Ooh, for the Democrat nomination?
Sure.
That's a tough one. I suspect it might be Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris. I really do.
Hmm. You think Biden is just Biden this time?
Yeah, I don't know if he has the juice to do it. I think Bernie had a good shot. Now with this $15 thing, he's cutting back on hours his staffers are working.
Yeah. All of a sudden, somebody woke him up and told him about what economics is all about.
Yeah, right. Well, talk about practicing what you preach. But, yeah, I don't know. For some reason, if I had to bet money, I would say Elizabeth Warren.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I had to bet money.
From Massachusetts.
Yep. I think, I disagree with her on most things, but
she won't
very
get elected.
Well-spoken. She's tough, so.
Well, she's popular, but a lot of people do like her. Very interesting. Max Turgeon, treasurer of the Connecticut Federation of College Republicans.
Isn't that great?
Look at the body of work that he has already. Not even 21 yet, Brad.
I know. Tremendous.
Cannot thank you enough for joining us this morning, Max. We really appreciate it. And we hope to, before you head on over to Ireland, we hope to have you check in one more time and give us an update on things. How about that?
I'd love that. Thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate it.